Look, well, we're talking already. Seems like yesterday. Greek Fest coming back again this year for the 300th anniversary. What is this?
61
years. Same thing. 61 years.
Yes.
So what was I doing 61 years ago? I don't want to think about it. Okay. 61 years ago. Wow. At the same place. Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church.
That's right, Don. Yeah.
Right there on this. It's on Green Bay Road, just south of Highway 20. You'll see the rides. You can see them because it's right next to the road. You'll see. This is easy to spot. You'll smell it, for one thing. Right. And it's really good. Tom Savas is here. You've been involved with how many years, Tom?
I'm going to say around 45 years, yeah.
45.
I know.
When I first met you, your children were newborns.
Pretty much, yeah.
And now
They're
married off doing their own thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Hold on. My back just hurt. Thinking about that. So every year we go to Greek Fest. We usually go on a Sunday after church. We go run out to Greek Fest and pig out. And when in the commercials say, Opa, what they're doing is that's the flaming cheese. It's called Saganaki.
Right.
And it's the flaming cheese. This is my favorite part of it. And this is June Dairy Month. So, hey, okay, it works. Flaming cheese. They light up. I don't know what they put on it, but whatever it is, it lights up the pan and they go, Opa. You can hear him all over the place screaming that. The gyros and Saganaki, perfect. This is what I get every year, the same thing. And inside, you have rotisserie chickens. You have the pastries. I also have the pastries.
The homemade, all made on site.
I'm just thinking of all the pounds I lost working up to this point. 40 pounds, and it's all coming back on Greek Fest. All right, talk about the dates for it. It's this weekend, but it starts on Friday.
Right. Friday from 5 to 9, and then Saturday noon till 9, and Sunday noon till 7. So there's plenty of time to come on over and have some great authentic Greek food and enjoy it with your friends. It's a lot of fun.
Now, the honey puffs. Oh, yeah, the honey puffs. It's like these little balls of dough, but they drowned it in honey. They're light. They're not heavy. They're very light.
They are light. Yeah.
And, get a little, about six of those in a little cup and the honey puffs.
They're delicious.
They are delicious.
The syrup is kind of what makes them as well as the dough. You know, that dough, you have to let it rise and get it just right. And then you fry it. And then you put that syrup on it with the honey and the cinnamon.
Oh, come on.
And the cloves and the lemon and
orange. I gained
orange.
A pound just looking at the description.
Yeah.
And you can go indoors. You won't have to because it's going to be a beautiful weekend. But you have indoors, you have like shops inside.
Right, yeah.
Let's talk about the shops.
Well, we call it the agora, which is a marketplace. And then you can buy many of the different types of Greek spices and oil and different things like that. Wine, some Greek wine we'll have in there. So that's a neat little thing, too, as well as that's where we have the pastry. And there's room to sit down, and it's air conditioned in there, so it's nice inside too.
I don't think you'll need the air conditioning this weekend. A high of 73 on Saturday.
Beautiful weather.
Yeah, that's going to be gorgeous, sunshiny, and just great.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about that. This is also you also have the carnival rides there as well.
Right. We've teamed up with Alpine for quite a few years, and Donnie Macy does a great job, a clean job there. And they have the wristbands. That's unlimited rides from noon till 4. That's on Saturday and Sunday. So that's always a big bonus for those that, you know, like to just come out for the rides. And like I say, he does a great job, and we've been doing it with him for quite a few years.
You know, last year I was going to get a lemonade, and I got it at one of the carnival stands there, the lemonade stand. And this woman got one, and she pulled out a credit card and paid for it on a credit card. I felt saying, the lemonade was like 75 cents. You couldn't, you don't have 75 cents in your pocket. But then I realized I'm one of the few people that uses cash anymore. Nobody uses it. Even to pay parking meters around, you got to have a credit card now.
Right. And it's interesting because we have they have a kiosk there for credit cards. And I think that's going to make things, as far as getting tickets, a lot smoother and quicker.
Well, they did the, when she was getting, they had a little credit card thing. She swiped it for the lemonade. I must be look like some ancient old Methuselah to these people.
You when
I
say, me both.
I pull that cash and they look at me like, oh, I remember that in the old days. Lincoln used to use cash. I remember that. Is that the Confederate or Union money? What is that? And but that's when I realized I'm in the dark on this stuff because everybody's, I don't use credit cards, but I use it at the supermarket. I use it stores, not to buy a lemonade, but that's everything she does. She just pulls out that credit card and buys it.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at her like, what are you doing? She's looking at me. What are you pulling out of your pocket there? Money? What is that wallet? What are you keeping that thing? All right, let's talk about some of the other things out here. Greek, I never had coffee in my life, but I know people love coffee, Greek coffee. Let's talk about
we
that.
We have two types of Greek coffee, actually. One is kind of a smaller demi-cup type coffee, which is a powdered coffee, strong, have it with sugar. And then we have the what we call a frappe, which is a blend of coffee and sometimes cream or sugar on ice. And it's really sweet, just a delicious coffee. So both of those coffees are great.
And by the way, there's no charge to get in. I mean, you park your car. You have plenty of parking there on the side
Free
of the church. Yeah,
on our property.
You just walk in and then you get your food. And, but the long tables. I see a lot of people bring their extended families because you have these long tables set up, picnic tables.
We try to make it family style. Yeah.
And then you've got the entertainment. Where do you find these dancers? These are young kids dancing
like
this.
Well, they are actually our own from our own parish here in Racine.
So homegrown.
Yeah. And, you know, they practice and you walk by and you're watching them practice and the adults are teaching them to practice and in costume, in traditional folk Greek costumes. And they perform each day, Friday they'll perform and at 7 p.m. Saturday, they'll perform at 5:30. And then Sunday, they'll also perform at 1 p.m. They're a lot of fun to watch.
We're talking to Tom Savas. He is do you have a title with
I don't. I just
President
don't want
Emeritus.
One anymore. I'm just the helper. I'm a volunteer.
The old man of the festival. Festival.
Yeah, that's it.
The young people look at you. So tell us about the old days, how it used to be. Did you guys have tents back then? Yeah. How was the cooking? How was that done back in the day? Talking about that. All right, so we have more with Tom coming up in a moment. We'll talk about the demonstrations they have there, the cooking demonstrations, a whole bunch of stuff going on at Greek Fest. Excuse me. And it's right there on Green Bay Road at the Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church. You can't miss it, just south of Highway 20. You'll hear you'll smell the food, but you'll see all the rides and the excitement there. Plenty of free parking. You won't have a problem with that. Don't worry. Every time I think of Greek Fest, you know, Ohio? Yeah, I think it's Ohio they have that walk span going across Ohio. Is it Ohio? I think so. Yeah, that walk span that goes across where people can get up and walk across a little bridge going across that. You guys had a banner for Greek Fest and somebody cut out the R. And it's a Geek Fest. Every time I talk to Rich, our salesperson, and I say, Geek Fest? He said, why do you keep calling that? Because that's what the banner said, Geek Fest. Yeah. They cut the R out of it.
That's funny.
Some kid did that. All right, more with Tom coming up in a moment. 7:16, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 73, cloudy, slight chance of showers and thunder showers tonight. Lows 56, cloudy tomorrow, high 68, sunny on Saturday. Highs near 73, partly sunny on Sunday with a high near 82. Do you sweat out the weather, by the way, when this stuff comes up?
Absolutely. I do anyway.
Everybody's extra prayers in the church for weather.
And then Mother Nature comes and waters the ground for us.
Well, whatever you asked for, it worked this year because it looks like nice weather on the way. The Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church, the 61st annual Greek Fest. You know, the majority of people living in Racine weren't even born when this started, when you think about it. Move that microphone closer if you have to there.
Sure.
I want to hear every word you have to say.
Okay.
Wow. 61 years.
61 years.
Yeah. All right. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Friday, noon to 9 on Saturday, and noon to 7 p.m. on Sunday. Now, the Greek Orthodox Church, that's where this is based for. It's the Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church. If you want a church tour, you give those too.
We do, Don. I appreciate you bringing that up because if the folks want to learn about the history and traditions and beliefs of the Greek Orthodox Church, we do have tours on every day, 5:30 and 7:30 on Friday. Then on Saturday, the church tours at 1 o'clock and 7 p.m. And then on Sunday, church tours are at 1 and 6. We just got some new iconography that's just absolutely beautiful.
Now, what is that?
That's pictures of saints and holy days, like a Christmas, like nativity or a Easter type picture that is painted in a traditional church Orthodox way. So it's brand new and it's absolutely beautiful.
Cooking demonstrations. Now, Greek cooking is what we're doing here. It's a special type of cooking. You have demonstrations so people learn the secrets, huh?
Pretty much. First of all, most everything we make is made on premise. We do it ourselves. And we do have a featured chef from Chicago coming in to show some of these,
wow,
these things. So, yeah, he's going to do a demonstration Saturday at 3 p.m. And then he's also going to have a demonstration on Sunday. But the main one will be on Saturday at 3 p.m.
You know, I went to one of the Greek restaurants around here, Greek diners, and they had saganaki on the menu.
Oh.
And I got it. It was very good. It was excellent. It wasn't the same. And I can't put my finger on it. Maybe it was being outdoors. Maybe it was, I didn't hear the chef in the kitchen yell, opa! I didn't hear any of that. I didn't see the flames. It was just, but it was very good. It just wasn't the same as Greek Fest.
Well,
there was something about that outdoor opa.
Yes, you have to have the opa, that big exclamation of just the fun and the excitement of it. Because you're right, it does flambe in it, the fire, and it's just a lot of fun, and it's delicious, as you know.
Oh, when you get it, nice and hot and cheesy.
And melted with, yeah, some bread. It's just a delicious appetizer.
Oh, yeah, they give the bread with it, too. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, some pita.
Yeah, all in cooking tents. You get to see the rotisserie chickens cooking out there.
And, right, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm not talking about a couple. I'm talking, it looks like 100 of them out there.
But
but you go through them all.
Well, I think we can cook about 200 at a time, but it does take time, and, you know, you have to have the patience, make sure it's cooked thoroughly, and it's just a delicious, outdoor rotisserie barbecued chicken.
Something else I never had, a beer. I don't know why, I just never had one. I tasted it once. What's Greek beer?
Well, we have Mythos, which is a beer made in Greece, and it's a lager. It's a delicious flavored lager. I don't know how to explain it. It's a good beer. We'll have Mythos along with the Miller products, because that's who we work with for many years. So locally beer as well.
Yeah. When do you start putting this together? This is,
oh,
you know,
gosh.
Well, I was talking to, I have the,
not soon enough.
I have the Fourth Fest people coming in next week. People do Fourth Fest, the parade in Racine. And they start the next day, right after the 4th of July. I can't imagine what it's like to put the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade together. I can't imagine.
Can you imagine? No. But
I mean,
bands all over the country, and
they have singing people. Everything's afloat. They have the balloons. Yeah. They have to have everything timed out perfectly for television. They got Broadway musicals put on there right in front of Macy's. I don't know how they do it.
Well, it takes a lot of planning.
I don't know how you put this together, Greek Fest. I couldn't put that together.
It's tough.
But you have to have all these personnel running these tents.
Right.
You got to have people taking the money. You got to have people making the food, preparing the food. That's a big undertaking.
Set up and
for 3 days. Yeah,
it's a big event for us. Absolutely, you're right on there, Don.
Now the raffle, it's a $1 million prize this
year. Well, not quite.
Okay. I wanted to see. I just was testing you to see if you said yes.
No.
Okay.
It's $1,500 is first prize. Second
that's
prize.
That's just
great.
As, yeah.
Great wolf stay, and then third prize is $300. Tickets are $2 a piece, or 3 for $5. So. It's affordable and it's fun, and good luck to everybody who buys a ticket.
Do you ever see the movie Glengarry Glen Ross? Ever see that movie? It's about real estate salespeople, and what is his name who played the Al Pacino's in it? There's a whole bunch of big stars in it. I can't remember the guy who played the spokesperson from the company. He said, "We're having a contest here." I'll think of his name in just a minute. He was the guy in trouble with that movie Rust.
Mm.
He was making can't think of his name. Anyway, he says, first prize, a Cadillac. Second prize, this mug. Third prize, you lose your job. So you better come in first or second.
Yeah, you want the first prize only.
But your prizes are excellent. That's good.
Yeah.
And we talked about the Greek marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some of the things you sell there.
Well, like I say, there's like some nice Greek olive oil and some of the different types of seasonings and spices and different Orthodox Christian items, and they sell some wine there and some of the tzatziki sauce. And
oh, yeah.
And
when I get gyros, there's a place here in town that sells gyros. When I get them, say the sauce again.
Tzatziki
sauce, a little white sauce you put on. Oh,
right.
Yeah, got to have that.
Yeah. Types of things like that. Things you can take home and put on your kitchen table for a meal, and things you can put on maybe a dresser or on the wall, different things like that. So there's a lot of authentic Greek items that people enjoy.
Let's talk about the food one more time. Lamb, and that's what you put in gyros. It's lamb.
Well, yeah, the gyros and we have...
And it's not gyros, it's gyros.
Well, we don't mind however you pronounce it as long as you pay for them.
I mind. If I'm listening to you and you say gyros, I'm going to call you out on it there.
So. Well, yeah. And the chicken is, I think, a favorite, too, because it's a half a chicken.
It's a rotisserie chicken right over the coals. Right. You can see it cooking right there on the grounds.
Yeah. And people sometimes will just buy a whole chicken and put it in a bag and take it home. So if you want to just, you know, come in and buy something and leave, that's fine. Stick around. Like you say, the weather's going to be beautiful. So we have...
the gyros, the honey puffs.
The honey puffs.
Saganaki, which is the flaming cheese. Yeah.
The pastries we talked about. We also have corn.
Corn roast?
Corn roast, yeah. Yeah.
And all these nice people.
Throw a few Greek seasoned spices on that, and you have corn on the cob. We talked about the Greek coffees and the beers and the Miller products. It's a wonderful, what I like to think of as a family food type festival, Greek food festival. And that's pretty much what we are.
Now you have the Kamisi dancers. I guess it sounds like when they leave Greek Fest, they go on the road for tour. they wind up at the Bellagio in Las Vegas, the Kamisi dancers. Then they move on to Caesar's Palace in Vegas after their residency.
Just the senior group does. The junior group,
the Kamisi dancers. It just sounds like they go on the road after they get done with this.
And they're in full costume, too. Yeah. And they're young kids and you know, some kids that are a little bit older. And it's fun to watch them. They're very entertaining, Don.
I got to tell you one last thing about this. I don't know if you watch Seinfeld. It was an episode where George Costanza fell in love with this woman. And she decided to join the Greek Orthodox Church. And George is going to follow her there. He wants to join. And the priest at the Greek Orthodox Church is telling him, well, if you want to join the church, that's fine, but you've got to study and take a test. And he says, why do you want to become a member of the Greek Orthodox Church? And he looks at the priest and says, the hats. I love the hats. So he joins. And then the woman leaves the church and goes somewhere to some other city. And he's stuck at the church because he didn't want to. He just was following her there.
With his hat.
Yeah. So with the hats. I love the hats. typical George Costanza. Oh, a quick review. Greek Fest is this weekend. Happens once a year. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This weekend, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Friday, noon to 9 on Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7 p.m. And I go every year and not going to miss it. This Sunday, I'm going to go. And I can't wait for the food. I got to starve myself before I go there. So sorry, I'm getting the pounds back. Thank you very much, Tom.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you, Don.
And you've been there for 40, how much?
About 45, 40 years.
Give or take 10 years.
Give or take 10 years.
Tom Savos. And that's great. I love going to there. And it's so convenient. I'm, you know, right around the block from the radio station.
It's conveniently located.
Yeah, right there. Right. And again, it's on Highway 31, Green Bay Road. Just about a block or two south of Highway 20. Plenty of free parking, free admission. Just get hungry and bring some food. Bring the family. Bring neighbors with you. It's a great place to sit there and talk all day long. I mean, there's no waiters or waitresses chasing you out from your table. Just clean up after yourself. That's all. They have baskets there for you to clean up. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Don.
Good seeing you, old friend. We have, I just showed a picture of you from 2014 when we were there at Greek Fest.
Yes.
And the man in the picture was one of the priests who just passed away recently.
Yeah, Father John Ketchum, the two of us on the radio with you. Yeah.
He looked happy in the picture. That's all that counts. Yeah. Looked good, too.
A lot younger, too.
Yeah, and no glasses. Well, you don't have gray hair. You're a little bit, not a lot.
Well, I don't have some hair, Jack.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the gray hair.
You got plenty. Don't worry about it. Thank you, Tom. Tom Savos from Greek Fest this weekend.
See you there.
Don't miss it. See you there.